Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio.
Good day, everybody.
Welcome back to Total Wellness Radio's live version on the Facebook, Country Doctor Nutrition Center Facebook page here. We're also simultaneously recording for the Total Wellness Radio podcast. In today's description, I just wanted to start off by giving a couple of quick announcements. You'll find two links. One is to New Wave Therapy's YouTube site. Bob Burdick and I, for the last several weeks, have been doing kind of a mini-series, if you will, a behind-the-scenes look titled Best Kept Secret in Supplements. And we've kind of walked through each phase of cleansing and nourishing, bowel cleanse to liver to gallbladder to kidneys and things of that nature. And so Bob's put together a series on his YouTube channel, so I want to make sure and kind of give a shout-out to Bob. Thank you so much for having us be a part of that. We really appreciate you helping us and us working together in getting more information out to people on simple, natural, non-invasive approaches that they can use on a regular basis to produce better results with their health. So thank you, and shout out again to Bob for providing that. We really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. We film those every Monday night, and then he gets them posted the following week. So I think there's up to about eight different videos on there now, and he says it's really getting a lot of play and helping to educate people on what to look for and things of that nature. So again, we really appreciate Bob doing that. The other link that's in there as well is to the Total Wellness Radio podcast. Again, that's a non-monetized, as well as the YouTube channel. These are not monetized platforms. These are platforms that we feel strongly about in providing you proven, clinically as well as historically, formulas that have been around for generations and generations that really do perform. They perform well. Craig and I, Tammy, Jake, we use them clinically on a daily basis with folks to give them what our friend Joseph Antel says is an adjuvant protocol. And in conjunction with primary care, these are some of the most powerful and really life-changing things that people can do.
Well, I know they worked for me.
Right, they've worked for me many times as well. So anyways, we got the announcements out of the way. Thank you again so much for tuning in. Today's discussion, we're going to kind of go over kidneys and kidney function and the definition of what kidneys do, and keep it very, very simple and very practical so that you're out of the screen there. There we go. Gotta get my brother in there. So simple and practical things to know regarding, you know, what do our kidneys do and what are they about and what do they contribute to and all these things, and some things to avoid and some things to do when it comes to restoring optimum function. So,
yep.
Got a couple of comments you want to lead in with as well there, sir?
Well, all I know is that if the kidneys aren't functioning, you're in trouble.
Well, that's
about as simple as it gets. I know that for sure.
That's about as simple as it gets.
So you want to take good care of them, folks.
Yes, yes.
And there's some easy things to do, such as kidney cleanses. Make sure you drink plenty of water.
What's the amount?
At least half an ounce per pound of body weight during the wintertime,
yep.
And then a full ounce during the summertime, especially if you're a really active person.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, you bring that up for hydration, and one of the things that really influences hydration, one of our key issues that the kidneys regulate is our electrolytes.
Yep.
The electrolyte balancing. pH balancing, sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, things of that nature are influenced and regulated by kidney.
Mm-hmm.
Kidneys by helps kidney to straighten that out. Obviously, the pH, potential of hydrogen, kind of the acid-base relationship in the body.
Acid-alkaline relationship.
Yep, that's exactly right. One of the things I love is that we really pay close attention to them for blood pressure.
Yes. So many people with high blood pressure, if they would just take care of their kidneys, their blood pressure would go down naturally.
Well, it will normalize, you know, whether it needs to go up. We've had it up or down.
Yeah.
So it helps to normalize that function in the body.
Well, most people always freak out about high blood pressure. And
yeah.
You know, and then they put you on drugs that affect the kidneys.
Yeah. Create more stress.
Create more stress in your kidneys.
Yeah.
And then the blood pressure can't normalize.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna bash them.
One of the most amazing cases that I have, and this is kind of a side note, but one of the most amazing things that I've seen in terms of us providing the right support to a person. Several years ago, we had a nurse come to our office who was having multiple UTIs. And in fact, I've never heard of anybody having this many visits to the hospital to have treatment for a UTI. But she had 17 visits in a 12-month period of time.
Wow.
And what we evaluated and the support that was missing that was needed was the proper support for the immune system. And what we found was is that one kidney seemed to be struggling with activity bacterial in nature. The other was fungal in nature.
Mm.
And so what happens is she was taking antibiotics and would feel better in certain ways for a little while. But then when she came off, she would actually feel worse because, as we all know, the antibiotics tend to have a disruptive effect on the GI tract, the gut, or microbiome as it's called these days, gut health, and the imbalance of the good bacteria, the pre and probiotics necessary to be there, constantly allowed the yeast to continue to slowly expand and create future problems. So it became this vicious, vicious cycle for her. And it all stemmed from clearing up the kidneys and providing the proper support so that the kidney function and immune system function, things of that nature, could actually get back on track and not be confused or disrupted by the chemical interference that was being placed on them by the antibiotic use. So she was very, very pleased with how that turned out.
Yeah, especially when she stopped getting
UTIs
all the time.
I can't imagine what the financial burden, let alone the physical and emotional burden of 17 visits in a 12-month period of time would put on somebody.
Yep.
But the physical as well as those other two areas of stress, man, it just became this merry-go-round, kind of like the hamster in the wheel, so to speak. Yep. And so she's certainly thankful to be off that situation. But blood pressure. I always like to talk about blood pressure and the kidneys and also women's hot flashes. We've seen over the years a wonderful normalization take place for body function when we have paid close attention to kidneys, kidney health, kidney cleansing, as you mentioned earlier, properly and safely. And what happens is the kidneys are part of secreting certain hormones in the body. One of them is called renin. And I think I'm saying that right. For you linguists out there in the scientific world, if I'm not pronouncing that hormone specifically right, let me know. R-E-N-I-N. And what this hormone does is it actually constricts. Renin? It constricts the capillaries. Okay. When those are restricted, when those come down, then blood pressure goes up. It needs more circulation.
Yep.
And this is all part of the electrolyte pH, toxin removal, okay? These are very intricate functions, mechanisms that can take place with the kidneys. So they're extremely important. Obviously, people that are, you know, the fluid retention issues, the filtering of uric acid.
Yep.
What happens when we get too much uric acid?
We get gout, and you are not happy if you have gout.
We have people come in who are concerned about and really debilitated. I mean, I've never had gout, thank God, but I've talked to many, many people over the years, as has Craig, who they'll describe it. I think the best way I heard it described was it's like broken glass shoved inside the joint.
Yeah.
is about, and it's
usually your big toe.
Usually the big toe. Well, now, and interestingly enough, you bring it up, location, we're seeing in other joints in the body.
Yeah.
Similar activity that they've been
told. A lot more so than we used to.
Yeah, than we've seen in the past. The ability to filter toxins, obviously, is one of the primary functions from the urine. Mm-hmm. And it's been said that most people, and again, these are numbers, we're just the messenger, okay, with a message.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Don't shoot the messenger. But supposedly about 25% of all people in their lifetime will develop a formation of a kidney stone,
mm-hmm.
okay? Usually a calcium deposit in nature, okay? Mm-hmm. About 80-85% of the debris is from calcium. But I think it's closer to 75 or 85%, actually, because they don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't really know until it's way past the development stage, and with modern diet, lifestyle, dehydration, mm-hmm. Chemical, you know, food colorings and preservatives, flavoring agents, things of that nature that we get exposed to in the modern standard American diet. You know, the kidneys become overwhelmed
mm-hmm.
with these things, and then starts depositing and building up. And calcium is trying to buffer the acidity, the excess acidity that's created in the body
yep.
from this phenomenon. It's just kind of a snowball effect. And that calcium is leached out of major bones in the body. It could be the jaw, could be the femoral areas, hips, mm-hmm. To try and buffer this acidity.
And the problem is if you've ever seen a kidney stone, they're horrifying.
Yeah. Google kidney stone under magnifying or microscope yeah. or something.
What they look like is
it's like a
cocklebur. Yeah. Those things that if you step on them in your goat heads.
Goat head. Thank
you. They look like goat heads.
They look like goat heads. Yeah.
And, oh my goodness gracious! Yeah. I mean, you can just imagine what it feels like for that to be ripping through. You know, the urethra and stuff on the way out, it's excruciatingly painful.
Yeah.
So, you know, try to do the best you can to keep that from happening, folks.
Yeah.
You'll really like us if you do. You won't if you don't.
So what are some of the common, and then sometimes not so common, symptoms? That we need to pay closer attention to kidney performance before it develops into something that does need a medical intervention.
Yeah. Hay fever is one.
Okay.
Low back pain. And what I mean by that is I'm going to try to
right here.
Show it.
Right through there.
Right in through there.
Yep.
And it radiates. And it usually feels like it's radiating out
mm-hmm.
from the spine.
Mm-hmm.
Nausea and vomiting, you know, burning sensation during urination.
Yep.
Frequent urination.
It means,
you know,
not fully expelling when you go to the bathroom. And so it seems like trip after trip after trip.
And you're just barely going each time.
Yep.
Okay. Of course, stones.
Yep.
The
signs aren't there because it's usually of the stone itself, but that's what's mm-hmm. given that radiation of pain.
Yep.
Yeah.
And once the stone forms, it starts really radiating pain. And it feels like it's back pain, but it's really not. It's your kidneys
yeah,
going,
I did something to
ow,
my back.
Ow, ow, ow,
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
some other dysfunctions that we see, the causes of this, I guess, would be?
Well, the causes, some of them, is excess vitamin D.
Yeah, too much. People can get a little too much vitamin D in the system, which will cause the kidneys. They're trying to filter these things,
mm-hmm.
and too much vitamin D can certainly bring this on display.
So,
and we live in an area of the world that was typically vitamin deficient. So,
yes.
So it's a big topic here in the Midwest. Because of the sunshine exposure, things
mm-hmm.
of that nature, people aren't getting enough good source vitamin D, and most people are trying to supplement. I personally like cod liver oil.
Yes.
And the pearls, not the where you taste it.
Yeah, it tastes nasty.
But one of the better things is with the cod liver oil in terms of you know, the fish oil, really good quality, whole food, vitamin A and vitamin D source. We typically use Standard Process as the provider for that, only because we just trust the reputation for purity, no rancidity, things of that nature. And we know that with use over time can help bring those levels up gradually and not overwhelm things. So this is something
it's,
you just don't
take
a pill.
It's not like pushing a bunch of vitamin D in you through a pill. You know, it's more of a gradual, it's kind of like, you know, the best thing you can do to get vitamin D is to walk outside with your head uncovered.
And arms,
you know,
and shorts.
And arms, and wear shorts.
When we have sunlight.
When we have sunlight. Here. All right. alcohol abuse.
Yeah, too much alcohol. It's going to destroy the kidneys as well as liver and pancreas and other endocrine organs.
It just throws the whole endocrine system into calamity. As well as probably the rest of us.
Being overweight.
Obesity, yeah.
Yeah, it's such a hard thing. You know, fat is actually an organ. Fat is actually a living organ that it has in store, the ability to store energy, it stores toxins. It does provide some level of protection from the rest of the systems, but when it gets overburdened, when there's too much of that stored fat on the body, not only the kidneys, but the heart, muscular and structural soundness is depleted. We've seen that time and time again, and we've had fortunately, you know, we've seen people lose anywhere from 10 pounds to over 100 pounds since we've been here in the clinic as a byproduct of putting these systems back in order and getting harmony and homeostasis, balance back established with the body systems.
Okay, this is a big one, folks. Antacids.
Yep.
You want to not use them.
Yes.
Most of the time when a person is taking antacids, they're taking it because the acid in their gut is not the quality it should be.
Yep.
And so it's not breaking
it's
down
the
food.
It's not acidic enough, yeah.
Right. It's not breaking down the food the way it's designed to. And so that causes it to sit there and bubble and off gas. And that's where you get
this acid reflux or this pressure and burn,
heartburn, and all of that stuff.
Heartburn.
We have found that when you improve the quality of the hydrochloric acid in the gut, the heartburn goes away, and people go, "Huh? How does that happen?"
It seems or sounds counterintuitive,
but the if you really think about it. If you're breaking the food down faster, it's not having time to set off all these gases that are causing that heartburn. And that is messing with, you know, it's those gases are getting trapped in that hiatal valve and, you know, causing problems there to where it can't seat properly. And then you get acid reflux and all these other nasty things.
What's the best home remedy for that?
Best home remedy?
Yeah. That most people have in their cupboard.
Apple cider vinegar.
With the mother intact, the little white film in the bottom, shake it up. Tablespoon, put a tablespoon in 16 ounces of water, room temperature, and sip that slowly throughout the course of the meal. And you'll be amazed, for you heartburn sufferers out there, you'll be amazed at what adding back and changing the pH in that gut, stomach, primarily, what it'll do in terms of improved digestive function and really eliminates a lot of the evidence that digestion is off, that digestion is struggling. And I'll tell you, we've been telling people that for 20 years, and we've certainly, none of the things that we share, by the way, we developed or came up with, you know, from a scientific basis. We've been blessed to have lots of great mentors over our lifetime so far and look forward to more that have shared these, you know, these principles,
these
resources with us that that really help position clients to take way more control of their health and their well-being and their vitality. And this is just one of those things. Now, in the rare event that you do this home remedy and you go, "Oh my gosh, my acid seemed to get so much worse," take a little half teaspoon of baking soda and warm water, drink that down, it neutralizes it. Get checked for a hiatal hernia that's contributing to the problem. Get that corrected. A good chiropractor, or if you're in the Cheyenne area, we have equipment that will help soft tissue release of that stress and help reposition that, take the stress off that hiatal ligament area so that you can cut that out. But faulty digestion always hits the kidneys. Kidneys and heart seem to be the most affected by diet and these stressors. What are some of the foods that can contribute to overeating? And this is kind of interesting because when you hear these, people say, oh, those are health foods. Those are good for you for the most part, right?
Well,
you know, the refined carbohydrates we've got to avoid.
Yeah.
As best you can.
Refined carbs.
And then the high oxidative foods.
High oxidative foods include...
Or oxalate foods.
Yeah.
Get the wording right. Hey, Jenna. Thanks for joining us.
And I'm sorry for you coffee drinkers.
Pregnancy heartburn. Hey, that's a great tip.
Yeah.
Jenna says a teaspoon. Teaspoon or tablespoon? Teaspoon, it looks like. Of mustard helps pregnancy heartburn.
Yeah.
Interesting, because of the pressure and so forth. Yeah. Thank you so much for the comment.
I'm not going to tell people not to drink coffee because it just doesn't work. But coffee is
They can cut it in half. I haven't had a cup of coffee in 2 weeks. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Not even black coffee. And here's what I've noticed. I'm sleeping better.
Imagine that.
Simple little things. We have to do this stuff too.
Yeah. And this one's going to throw you off, but it's true. Spinach, rhubarb, Swiss chard.
Mm-hmm. Soft drinks doesn't surprise me, though.
No, soft drinks doesn't surprise me.
Makes all the sense in the world. The carbonation throws off the electrolytes. It zaps mineral uptake or mineral presence. The pH gets thrown off. It just affects almost everything that the kidneys are going to be involved with.
And
Don't drink soda pop.
And I think the reason that the spinach, rhubarb, and Swiss chard is because of all the vitamin A in it.
Well,
it's part possibility. Of it, I think
it's a possibility. Again, the science behind it is the clinical application of it is what we're most experienced with. So we don't want to talk out of school. We want to stay in our lane, which is to identify these things. With kinesiology and then help people correct it. So we don't tell people what's wrong with them. Mm-hmm. We tell them what your body says the solution is.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, we've got some really amazing test kits on their way that we're having manufactured specifically for our product line. Mm-hmm. And their support categories all in one kit. And it's going to make it so much easier for practitioners to identify the right support. When you start telling people, and I'm getting off on a little rabbit trail here, but when you start telling people as a practitioner what their problem is, that's really kind of running close up against diagnosing. Okay, most of us,
and we
thank
don't
God,
do that.
We're not qualified to diagnose, but we are qualified to render the right resources. That what is the solution the body needs? Is it digestive? Is it hormonal? Is it structural? Is it a cleanse for the kidneys? These kind of things, and it keeps it very simple, very practical, and executable. By the client so that their compliance goes real high, their results go real high, they're thrilled and they send us all their family and friends. So it's a fascinating dynamic and these new test kits are really going to cut out 5 or 6 steps of the evaluation process that we use. I'm excited to get all of our crew here at the clinic up to speed on that. In May 19, 20, and 21 here in Cheyenne, we're going to be doing a nutritional kinesiology class where we go through in detail and show people how to use these test kits and they're being manufactured exclusively for the Country Doctor Herbals product line. So that's exciting. And we'll be unveiling those in May, but we'll have time ahead to be working with them. We've already been playing a lot with the concept and we're just real excited about being able to find these things faster and say, what is the solution? We already know there's a challenge or the client wouldn't be in front of us, but what is the solution? What category of support does the person need from a nutritional perspective? And so we're really, really excited about bringing those on.
Okay.
As we get ready to wind down here.
Okay. Heavy metals and toxic chemicals.
Metal and chemical toxicity.
Yeah. You have to understand that our world today has a lot more metals and chemicals in your water, your food, and the air you breathe. Just understand that that's just the truth of it. And sometimes these things can build up and they can cause a lot of problems to the kidneys. Yeah. So you want to...
The filtering tubules get congested and plugged up. Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you do some kidney flushes and some metal and chemical toxicity flushes.
How does a person know they may be dealing with a system that's overwhelmed with exposure to environmental metals or chemicals, different pollutants and toxins? Dry mouth, cotton mouth, bitter metallic taste, sciatic nerve pain, non-injury or pregnancy related. These are indicators. There's a science called pattern recognition, okay? And this is something I'll be really talking about a lot in May. But pattern recognition is the ability to identify past patterns to see where is that cycle going in the future. Bernard Jensen taught in iridology that you could identify certain inflammatory pathways through the iris of the eye, and you could tell a person, he could, with iridology, what their health pattern has been like the last 10 years, where they're at now, and where they might be in the future, and what they need to do to course correct and change that pattern. And just it's fascinating when we start giving people the right resources to put their bodies, their health in order, and when they get practical communication to help them execute long-term in a sustainable manner so that they can achieve the goal that they're looking at. But it's not a 3 to 5 day experience. It's a 1 to 3 year experience, right? And that's the other thing that we have to remember, and when we educate people, is to give them the proper timeline.
This does not happen overnight.
Give them the proper timeline, and they'll stay with you long-term. Last thing on this is women, avoid bubble baths. Especially if you've had infections in the past, because the chemical toxicity exposure for women in a bubble bath can be is well documented, and it's one of the sources of recurrent problems. So be very, very careful of something like that.
And another thing that you want to do is for the women is to wear cotton. Cotton underwear rather than natural fiber, nylons and
avoid
like
those
that.
Things. Yeah, avoid them.
Some nutrient things, applications.
Yeah, beyond just the kidney bladder flush that we provide.
Zinc, vitamin A, and I know I just contradicted, but when a person is low in vitamin A, they need it. When a person already has too much, they don't need as much. Probiotic enzymes. Or proteolytic enzymes.
Keep the gut flora in balance, keeps debris down, takes stress off the kidneys.
Vitamin C, excellent antioxidant. Bee pollen.
Balancing out electrolytes.
Yes.
And very helpful in stamina and energy concerns. Also, very helpful in...
allergies.
Allergy, people that have environmental or food sensitivities. Heart, people that have, you know, kind of the palpitations, that kind of thing. Let's get Jenna's comment in here. I want to see more of her comment real quick here. I just found chloroform in my daughter. Using a Purotid and intestinal cleanse number 2. Poor girl. I'd like to know what she was exposed to and where. Fascinating comment. We've got 2 minutes left on the podcast and the Facebook Live. I'm just going to give you a quick insight into this. Tammy's dissertation on metal and chemical poisoning in utero, when women actually are they're carrying the baby in utero, they've done studies, and she listed several different studies that she found in her research for her dissertation to become a naturopath. She found studies that showed that there was metal and chemical toxicities passed from mom to baby, over 300, 28 of which, I believe, if my numbers are wrong, Tammy will correct me, but over 28 cancer-causing, known cancer-causing agents found in that umbilicus, okay? So the umbilical cord. So the notion of where she might have been exposed to could have been as far back as utero, just so you know. And these are not new studies. Some of these studies are 15 years old that Tammy came across and cited in her dissertation. And if you get a hold of her, she'll be happy to get you a copy of her dissertation. Great read. very eye-opening. Also, Cheryl Meyer, one of our friends and colleagues out in California, wrote a book called It Feels Good to Feel Good. And that entire book is about the toxins that we're exposed to, air, water, and food pollutants, the disrupting nature of those things present in the body. So it's another resource for especially practitioners, Jenny, that will enhance your resource collection of tools to share with clients and help them get on track. So one last comment, then we got to sign off. Okay. It is 1:30 on the nose. Thank you so much for joining us as always. Onion and garlic consumption. If you're not sensitive to it, eat all you want.
Yep.
It is amazing really for clearing you. Them kidneys. So,
not to mention, it's just really good for boosting the immune system and, and many, many other qualities for those two herbs.
Yeah. So as always, thank you so much for your time and attention. I hope this has been valuable to you. Again, click on the links in the description. One is New Wave Therapy YouTube channel for the Best Kept Secret in Supplements series that's ongoing. Been a great, just a blast doing that with Bob. And also, always, please tune in to Total Wellness Radio. You can find it on all your major podcast platforms. And thank you, Jenny, for tuning in and giving us your comments. And we look forward to seeing you next time on Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday.
What's our next?
I don't know. We'll announce it next time. Take care and be blessed. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.